This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And we thank all the stations that are playing us this weekend at whatever time you're playing us and however you're playing us. Thank you so very much, and we appreciate everybody along the network. Now, a special shout-out goes to our active duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And everybody that's out there working right now in the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our long-haul truckers that are out there. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe and Gab the same way. We're on Parler as at the Captain's America. We're on Twitter as at Captain's America. And our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us now for hour number two, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Good morning again, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Are you ready to say the pledge for the second time?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we appreciate and understand those two words, under God. All right, Kyle, before we get started here, we've had a weather update and some bulletins here. The tornado watches are on big time again right now. Southeastern Oklahoma, southwestern Arkansas, there is a serious tornado watch there right now. Also, on the western part of Louisiana, right along the Gulf, it looks like it's something coming in off the Gulf there right now. There's a tornado watch there. Again, up on I-20 right now, over in Mississippi, and there's two different areas, one to the west, one to the east, where you have tornado watches on either side of Jackson in Mississippi. So please, please, please be careful. And Alabama, you've got it coming your direction, so be advised of that. So that's what we are noticing right now in the weather.
That's right, yeah, and these, of course, the severe thunderstorms are also in those many of those areas, and that's helping to generate this.
Yeah, be prepared to pull over if you see something that's not right. And by the way, a lot of thunder, a lot of lightning in the air at night, and you in an area that's affected, you have to assume you may be driving into something really bad. Well, according to Fox News, Joe Biden's administration's solution for the border crisis is simply let more migrants in.
Well, sure. I mean, they can say that all they want, but common sense tells us that that's not really the actual solution. They have created this crisis, by any calculus that anybody wants to use. And of course, the Trump administration had many of these different controls in place, and we did not see even a fraction, really, of the kind of crisis that we have right now, Captain. The Biden administration, Biden-Harris, now she's going to Zoom call with the Ecuador leader, I believe, but not going to actually go there, for example, maybe till about June. But even Kamala Harris could probably figure out that, wait a minute, if we go back to the way it was, we might actually stop this crisis in its tracks, but don't hold your breath on that.
Now, it's fair to assume that the left has an agenda to tear our country apart, correct?
Well, sure.
All right. And on the Rush Limbaugh show with one of their guest hosts, a black woman called the show with a message for her community. She said, America and police, white people are not our problem. We are our problem, meaning the blacks.
Well, you know, what she's saying, what it sounds like, again, it sounds like it's the pull yourself up by your bootstraps kind of philosophy.
Sure.
Because, again, America's the land of opportunity. And guess what? White people and black people don't hate each other. You know, people that you know, that you interact with in life or become your friends, nobody has, at least at the ground level, nobody seems to be acting the way that the politicians and the activists want to make us act towards one another. And so that's a very, very incredible statement from this woman, because she's saying, look, I mean, and as far as I can tell, you know, look, people have to be responsible, and that's something we can all agree with.
Yeah. And, folks, I'm talking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Go over to his website, kylewarrenshow.com, to find out more. Now, from Donald Trump yesterday, he had something else to say besides the statement that I read a little while ago. He said that the Democrats are swarming in the great state of Arizona, trying to get the forensic election audit stopped because only they know exactly what they've done, and they understand voter fraud far better than anyone else. Now, that was from former President Donald Trump. And then we had the update from his website asking the governor to give these people protection that are doing the audit because they've already received death threats and other threats. And there's no point in putting them through that.
Well, exactly right. This is a very, very big story. Now, we all know the election's concluded and so forth. We all get it. But it's interesting that in America, the United States of America, you can't even talk about this kind of thing. And it's not seditious. It's not anything like that. Is there a forensic analysis going on? What is the data? You know, I thought we're supposed to follow the science. I mean, and this is a really good application of that kind of philosophy. Follow the numbers. Follow the science. The American people have the right to know, and the American people deserve to know.
Yeah, and hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with Kyle Warren, and I'm going to check into a story here about a police officer that was dragged by an attempted murder suspect in a vehicle, and I'm looking at the video here that's just shown up on Fox News, so we'll get into that in a minute. All right, don't go anywhere. We are coming back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do
it. All right, we're going to do it right now. And by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Auto Glass America. You know, in the times that we're now living in, somebody needs to give you a break. And with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100, but right in the palm of your hand when you get your windshield replaced after you tell them, me, the captain, Matt Bruce, sent you. Now, they'll handle the insurance claim and come to your home or office to do the job. You get a lifetime warranty with $100 put right in the palm of your hand at the time they finish the service. So Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, Daytona, and other surrounding areas, they're ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. Give them a call at 813-96-GLASS, 813-96-GLASS. Tell them the captain sent you, and you get $100 dumped right in the palm of your hand when they get done putting that windshield in. Hey, Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
And do they?
They do.
All right, we have to give another update on this weather because this weather is moving very quickly, folks. We now have heavy rain with areas of flooding, flash flooding reported in the southwestern corner of Georgia, moving very quickly across the lower part of Georgia. Head Valdosta, it's headed in your direction. And the panhandle of Florida, we have severe thunderstorm warnings across I-10 all the way to Tallahassee right now. Mobile, you're under the gun. Pascagoula, you're under the gun. Gulfport, you're under the gun. New Orleans looks like you're out of the gun, except for the western part of Louisiana, where there is a tornado watch right now over to the western part along I-10, right there almost on the border with Texas. And up there in the southeastern corner of Oklahoma and southwestern corner of Arkansas, you've got severe thunderstorm warnings and flash flood warnings up in that area. And coming across I-20, you pretty much got it all the way into Alabama, but it stays down below a little bit of Alabama. And like I say, that system has now moved into Georgia just in the last, 30 minutes?
Exactly, yes.
All right, so here we go again. The Donald Trump, we talked about him, but we need to talk about
this gal, 16-year-old in Ohio, Makia Bryant. Now, her foster mother said that the 16-year-old and two other young women were bickering over an unmade bed and a messy home before the fight that ended in, of course, the fatal officer-involved shooting. And we could see there was something going on there, and pushing and shoving and yanking and banging and whatever. And one girl got knocked over and landed pretty much on the foot of the cop that did the shooting. You saw all that, right?
Yes, yeah.
So, again, the numbers that are out there, and don't let the media try to fool you here with, oh, white police officers are shooting blacks, it's more. The black-on-black crime right now is off the charts.
Well, you know, Captain, again, one of the questions that we should be asking, and according, as you just mentioned about however this fight started up that ended, you know, with the girl trying to knife at least another person before being shot, these are the questions we need to be asking. How are these things now somehow becoming, and I don't want to say normal because it's far from it, but unfortunately, this would not have happened if we did not have this kind of reaction. And I think, unfortunately, you know, a lot of the talk about the so-called white police officer killing the black young girl is more of a deflection about the black-on-black crime, because that is a horrific problem that we're looking at and seeing the terrible consequences of. So as a society, we've got to find a way to lessen that and to talk about things in a very frank way, as opposed to using them for political gain as we see the left doing in this country.
And that's all starting in the school and at home, and is spreading like wildfire.
Well, it really is. And the COVID lockdowns and what all of these young people are going through is really, really tough. And they have had it very, very tough because of the separation. They can't really socialize. They can't really have any fun, for the last over almost a year. It's having an effect, I hate to say, and talk to parents and so forth. Everybody is starting to see just how much of an effect this is having on their teenagers.
Now, Joe Biden is getting some bad news, but the bad news is actually good news for us, because the rebound of the U.S. economy may be happening way too fast for the Biden administration. Because if you remember right, last year, Kyle, Joe Biden and his media corps insisted that the U.S. economy had suffered mightily because of the Trump administration's mishandling of the pandemic. And sometimes they even went so far as to falsely claim the U.S. economy was much worse off than Europe. And when Biden took office, apparently still under the delusion that the economy was in dire straits, his early agenda reflected a belief that massive government spending was what was required to put the U.S. back on its path to prosperity, all of which was wrong.
Well, exactly. And quite frankly, we get one shot at this, I think, coming out of the pandemic, coming out of COVID. And with Donald Trump at the helm in the White House, I think we've had a much better shot. But at the very least, what the Trump administration put into place gave the American people a good shot at coming out of this. But now that the Biden administration is there, you know, hey, we're going to raise your taxes. We're going to make everything more difficult. We're shutting down industries. We're just really going to mess things up. That is going to, despite all the good things Donald Trump did, is going to make it a very tough mountain to climb.
Now it's mightily just very inconvenient for the Biden administration that the economy is growing as fast as it is. New home sales released Friday showed Americans buying houses at a clip not seen since the height of the housing bubble back in 2006. Although new homes make up a fraction of the housing market, they pull above their weight class in terms of economic activity. Home building is labor-intensive and involves a full range of workers, from unskilled youngsters to highly skilled people, and a lot of people are back to work doing that. So even though some of the service industries are having problems finding workers, they are just doing very well in the home building industry.
Well, exactly. But again, once we start seeing the real fallout, because what the business and the markets don't like is the unpredictability and especially uncertainty when it comes to, oh my goodness, what kind of regulation, what kind of taxes are coming down the pike, there, I think we're going to see a real effect of that. Sooner than later.
Yeah, in the U.S. economy, their numbers have been revised in March from 59.7, which is the upwardly revised composite index, to 62.2. That easily beat the 59.5 expected and the 59.1 initially reported for the prior month. And it's just to continue to move upward.
Well, it will, and hopefully it will, despite what Joe Biden and the Democrats are trying to do. But again, if Joe Biden, just like with the border, if he kind of let well enough alone, he might be able to take a lot more credit for people doing better or for the economy recovering faster. But nope, they kind of have to get, you know, involved with all this stuff. And I think it's going to have a terrible effect. And you mentioned the service industry, Captain. Well, one of the things, though, is that a lot of service industry jobs, they're finding it hard to get people to come back to work, especially if they get the universal basic income, that kind of thing. And so you're finding it's especially in restaurants, it's hard to get people and retain them at this point.
And, again, some of the fast food restaurants, the chains, the nationwide chains, are putting in the card readers to where you order what you want, you know, put your credit card in there, you get it, and then a clerk hands it to you through another aisle.
Right, yeah. A lot of these kinds of places will be going to automation, and they'll do that, obviously, to save money and resources and so forth, but given the fact that the Democrats even want to probably push the minimum wage, not in increments, but very quickly,
right,
they'll have problems.
Well, we've got Ron Edwards coming up tonight. You're going to take a little short reprieve here. Ron Edwards is going to come up here in just about 2 or 3 minutes right after the news. So, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, no, and we love Ron. I'm glad he can come on. Absolutely.
Yeah, and we will talk to you on Monday morning.
Sounds good.
Okay, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody, and catch his show over at KyleWarrenShow.com. And it's also played several other different places, but all the information is over there for you to be able to hear it. Now, when I come back, Ron Edwards will be with us. We'll have an Edwards notebook up here in about 10, 15 minutes or so. In the meantime, we are going to talk about some stuff that's out there. I'm keeping my eyes on the weather because of what's going on here. The weather has changed since we came on the radio, and there's a lot of serious thunderstorm activity in the middle of the night, which is a bad sign because when you get that stuff at night, you have no idea what's coming at you. All right, we'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden says he'll attend the G7, NATO, and European Union summits in June. This will be his first trip overseas as president. Biden will first attend the Group of Seven summit in Cornwall, Britain. He will also hold bilateral meetings with fellow G7 leaders, including British Prime Minister Boris Johnson. He will then travel to Brussels to participate in the NATO summit on June 14th. Meanwhile, Biden is meeting in Washington next month with South Korean President Moon Jae-in. The two leaders have spoken twice by phone. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny has ended his three-week hunger strike days after he was transferred to a prison hospital amid reports he was close to death. He said on Instagram he's ending his hunger strike on the advice of his doctors. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
From Brook Talks America, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Brookster, and that's our buddy Brooke from Brook Talks America. Her website, brooktalksamerica.com. Don't forget, that's Brooke Emery, and her show can be heard live on my flagship station Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Now, this portion of the show brought to you by Two Guys Gun Shows. They're back and better than ever. They'll be Saturday and Sunday this week at the Hernando County Fairgrounds up in Brooksville. I will be there today from 9 to 2, so stop by and say howdy, howdy. I think I'll be in the exhibit hall. Usually the last few times they put me in the exhibit hall up by the stage, which is a good place to be, right? And I'll be there today, as I said, from 9 to 2. Now, they're open today from 9 to 5. They're open tomorrow from 9 to 3. Now, the concealed carry class will start today at 2 p.m. On Sunday, it'll start at 1 p.m. Now, the best thing to do is to go to their website, twoguysshows.com. That's twoguysshows.com, and sign up for the concealed carry class. Make sure you can get in it, because some people have been turned away because they can't get any more people in the class. But that's what you got to do. And if you show up, you're taking a chance that you might not get in. So get online first, twoguysshows.com, sign up for the concealed carry class. And it's just a great event. There'll be a lot of things there, a lot of vendors there, and I'm sure you're going to like what you see. Okay, now, on the telephone line, we've got Rod Edwards. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
I had practice doing that. I had to sit here and go, Rod, Rod, Rod. You know, that's what
it shows.
I sound like a frog when I do that. But anyway, we're going to get started here because this is a special appearance for you, and that's good. And some people have told me, oh, boy, we're looking forward to that. But let's start out with the obvious, and that is the media pundits and all of this crap that we're seeing. It's like watching television shows, little television cinema performances going on, would some of these people that are questioning police tactics, that wouldn't know what a cop had to go through if they stood on a beat all day long and all they did was pound a nightstick?
I'm sorry.
The women of the View, what do they know about being a cop?
They don't know anything. They're bass backwards on just about everything possible. First of all, before I even get into the police, if you decide to put your neck in the juggernaut by committing such acts, you are going to get in trouble. There's going to be an equal and opposite reaction, or hopefully there will be such an action. Now, when someone has a very sizable knife and they've got that thing in a huge swing position and they're aiming for someone's face, and if a police officer is within eyesight of such an event, in my opinion, the police officer is obligated to stop it. And the most efficient way to stop someone who's attempting to commit murder, well, it seems that they're attempting to commit murder with a knife, is to very efficiently fire a gun. And that's what happened in Columbus. And, you know, you don't like the loss of life, but at the same time, you are relieved that a murder was prevented. And so I'd rather see the attempted murderer go down than the victim. I mean, that's what police are here for. The thin blue line is to protect people who are being victimized by criminal activity. I don't understand why that's so hard to figure out by some people. I think people on the left actually are ignoring these principles, and they're using this as a political red herring.
Now, I want to talk to you about this conference yesterday that they had, the virtual COVID conference that they had yesterday, or whatever the hell it was. Did you notice that the only person sitting in the conference, in the Zoom meeting, wearing a mask, the only person wearing a mask, also did not have any flag of their country being shown? Did you notice who that was?
You know something? I did not.
It was Joe Biden. Not only was he the only one sitting there in a COVID meeting, on a Zoom meeting, wearing a mask, no doubt, while he was talking to people that he wasn't even anywhere near, number one, but he did not have a flag present, and every other leader had their flag in the picture.
Well, let's remember, Joe Biden and many people of his ilk are not very proud of this country. The American flag means very little to people like Joe Biden, at least in my opinion. And that's why. I mean, it's self-explanatory.
I'm being corrected. It was a climate summit.
Okay.
Yeah, that's whatever. What it was.
Whatever. But see, the subject matter is just as foolish. A climate summit about climate change? I mean, I live in a temperate climate area. And guess what, Captain? The climate changes four times a year.
Yep.
So when these people run around complaining about the changing of the climate, I always ask them, well, which one would you like the climate to be permanently locked on? Would you like a permanent winter? Would you like a permanent sweaty hot summer? Or would you like it all permanently springtime or autumn? Where leaves are always falling.
As long as my air conditioner works, I don't care.
And so, you know, of course they get irritated when I ask them something like that rather than trying to discuss it with me, since they would bring up such foolishness. And, you know, this is something that, to me, it's like a dog chasing its tail. There's no solution to it. You know, weather is weather. We live on a planet Earth where changes happen. I mean, if it wasn't for climate change, we would not have the Great Lakes now.
Yeah. By the way, the Democrats' top priority, in my opinion, is to change the rules so that they can stay in power. And Senator Cruz has been attacked lately. The latest one to attack him to go down in flames was the Huffington Post. They tried to tear him apart for the court packing video that he put out there and what he had to say. But then it backfired because even their own fact checkers and people are going, wait a minute, that's not the way this went down.
Yeah, absolutely. And, Captain, when it comes to the battle of ideas, the Democrats and rhinos lose, hands down. There's no way they can win an election or even a good discussion.
Fair and square.
The only thing they can do is cheat,
yep.
Lie, steal, whatever. And that's the only thing they have going for them. And so that's what they're going to do, and we have to stop them. And we have to call them out on it when they do tell these lies and continue on there. And we can send them on their merry way if we would fight.
Yeah.
You know, we got to get down and dirty and fight with them. And then
you had Vice President Kamala Harris, Kamala, who got called out for making a New Hampshire campaign trip but refusing to visit the southern border.
Yeah, she's
made some kind of wisecrack about being on the border, well, the northern border.
Well, you know, she is what she is, and I cannot say it on this wonderful talk show here. she does not give a darn about our border. She's a very arrogant individual who couldn't care about the border any more than her last glass of water. Seriously. It's not in a Bailey way. It's not in her lexicon to care about our border.
Uh-huh.
I mean, why would a Kamala Harris care about our border?
Well, you would think she would care about it because in the eyes of most people,
they're voters.
They look at them as voters.
Absolutely.
Yeah, the people coming in, the migrants.
There you go. Well, see, here's the thing. Shouldn't we stop the Democrats from setting that up? These people are illegals, and they're not supposed to vote in our country. So why do we allow the Democrats to let people in illegally and then allow the Democrats to allow these illegals to vote? What are we scared of? That's against our law.
Well, it is against our law, and unfortunately, they're just allowing people to do what they're allowing them to do. And,
yeah, but we're the people. Yeah. We, the people, are allowing the Democrats to break the law.
Yeah.
There should be a challenge.
Well, there is a challenge, and it is coming, and we're going to talk about that when we come back. It happens to be Arizona, and by the way, Arizona could open up the door for some other things. Now, it's not going to change the result of an election, but it's certainly going to show all of us what happened and how it happened so they know how to correct it so it doesn't happen again.
And that President Trump was telling the truth.
Well, we know that. You and I know that. Known it since the beginning.
Yep.
We tried to warn the people what was going to happen, and everybody, I had people telling me it was out of my mind. Have you lost your mind? No, I'm telling you the truth based on what I know.
Yeah, I had people say worse things than that to me.
Well, that's because you're up where you're at.
Yeah, you got that right. Absolutely.
By the way, how's the crime up there?
Well, depending on where you go. If you go into the city, it's pretty bad.
Okay, hold that thought. When we come back, folks, more with Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and we are going to play an Edwards Notebook when we come back, so you can look forward to that. And don't forget that this is the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition, where you still get tomorrow's news tonight right here. And some guy named Ron Edwards is going to take us to break.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies.
Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, for doing that for us. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at the one, the only, the informative Everglades Equipment Group. By the way, reliable equipment, fair prices, and extraordinary service. One of my neighbors bought a riding mower from Everglades Equipment Group, one of the green John Deeres, and they were having a good old time out there. Matter of fact, he was having so much fun with that, he mowed his lawn, mowed his neighbor's lawn, came over and mowed my lawn. Ha ha! Okay. Now, let's go with our Network's Notebook right now.
If you believe that the current crop of Corona China virus vaccines are the best way to combat Corona China virus, listen up. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, former chief scientist Mike Yadin of Pfizer recently urged those not injected with the experimental vaccines to fight for their well-being. The world-acclaimed immunologist recently stated many now alive will be adversely affected within 3 years from receiving the vaccines. Mr. Yadin also noted that supplemental vaccines are in development to cause degradation of specific organs, including the heart, lungs, and brain. And having been intimately acquainted with the research and development goals of pharmaceutical giant Pfizer for 20 years, Professor Yadin states that the final goal of the current crop of so-called vaccinations can only be a mass depopulation event, which the professor claims will make all the world wars combined seem like a Mickey Mouse event. Mike Yadin believes that billions of people will face
agonizing premature death. I don't know if Mr. Yaden is accurate in his assessment or not, but if he is telling the truth, you have been warned. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out the RonEdwards.com.
Bingo! There it is, the Ron Edwards Notebook, and Ron Edwards is right here, and that's why we call him Ron Edwards.
Glad to be here, too.
Yeah, very good. And we're happy to have you. Now, the other thing is, migrants, and we have to call them migrants, although I think just for the hell of it, illegal aliens. There we go.
I call them illegal border crossers.
All right, well, that works. But I like the word alien because that can apply to anything, even Nancy Pelosi. But anyway, okay, illegal aliens have been given hotel stays, airport trips, all on Americans' dime. Meanwhile, have you seen the parade of the pregnant migrant women that are being brought across the border, put in front of people standing in line ready to come in, and they're given the first priority and shipped in? Amazing. You know what that's all about?
Oh, yeah, anchor babies.
Yep.
Yep, so that, they come over here, they drop a baby because of our stupid, asinine law that should be gotten rid of. You can come over here, even illegally, drop a baby. That baby's an automatic citizen, and so therefore, the baby needs mommy, and mommy gets to stay, too.
And voter.
And that baby grows up to be a voter.
Voter.
And, of course, they allow the illegals to vote in many states, and so it's a big problem we have to address very quickly. If not, we are going to lose our country.
Well, we have another big problem, and it's our next talking point, and that is what's going on in Arizona. Now, the Republican Party right now is demanding the Governor Ducey of Arizona immediately provide large-scale security for the brave American patriots doing the forensic audit of the 2020 presidential election. They have already received death threats. They've already had threats made against their families. Governor Ducey will be held fully responsible for the safety of those involved. This is according to former President Donald Trump. State police or National Guard must be immediately sent out for protection. The Democrats do not want to have this information revealed, and they will do anything to stop it. Governor Ducey must finally act. That's from former President Donald Trump.
Well, I don't know what's wrong with Ducey. Ducey needs some brain growth medicine or something, because anyone
Kinko Balaba
would think that these people should be protected. I mean, come on. There was some bad stuff that went on during this election process, and we need to get to the bottom of it. And, of course, the Democrats don't want the truth to come out. They're part of the problem. They are the problem, as far as I'm concerned. But, the Trumpster is absolutely correct. And why Ducey, the doofus, did not have supply protection for these people automatically is beyond me. I mean, that's something that's common sense.
Yeah, and here's the thing. This is going to be a chain reaction. Once they find what they're going to find, and we know they're going to find something in Arizona, they're doing this in alphabetical order, which is kind of funny. I think the next place they go to is going to be Georgia.
That's going to be interesting.
And then, of course, they'll be coming up your direction in the frozen tundra.
Well, it's not so frozen anymore, but I tell you, that's going to be very interesting. I can't wait till they get to Michigan, because there's a lot of dirt to be unearthed, and there's a lot of dirt we already know about that's out there, but the media has been covering up, and it's very disgusting.
Yep. Now, I'm going to skip over to something, because yesterday there was a viral a video that was out there about a mother that was telling the school board, take these masks off my child. A fed-up mom of kindergarten, a kindergarten student, went off on the school board for continuing the mask mandate through the year. And then something really bad that happened yesterday was a cross-country runner participating in an event in New Mexico collapsed from breathing difficulty with a mask on.
Well, of course. I don't mean to be insulting to the individual that collapsed, but that borders on retardation. To be outside, first of all.
It was required to be in the event.
It's still retarded.
I know.
It's a retarded law. I wouldn't participate in the event. If they're going to force me to run an event and wear a mask, I tell them to swear to stick it.
Okay, well, we got to run, and I got Denise Simon on hold, so tell everybody how we can hear your show.
Well, you can hear the Ron Edwards American Experience Sundays through Fridays on Mojo, and that's 3 p.m. Eastern Time. And you can tune in, and of course on Tuesdays the captain stops by, and we have a great time then as well. And so there it is. It's Mojo 50.
Yeah, I've been getting some really good emails about that. I'll have to forward you some of those. So we'll talk to you on Tuesday, my friend.
All right, take care. Bye.
All right, Ron Edwards again, host of the Ron Edwards American Experience, and joining us right now we have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And good morning to you.
Good morning.
The CDC has recommended that the U.S. once again allow the use of Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine, and I believe that they did do that, did they not?
Yes.
Okay. So I guess everything's okay, or sort of okay, or not so okay, or what's going on here?
Well, it was really kind of okay to begin with.
Right.
From a number standpoint, it was... what was it? I think six people, all females, had issues with blood clots out of 7 million that had been administered to Johnson & Johnson. So those numbers, you compare them to any other kind of prescription drug, for instance, I would say is less lethal. So... they're back in the game.
Okay, well, very good. And we just talked about an unfortunate circumstance yesterday in New Mexico, a cross-country race, and all the participants to participate had to wear masks to compete in a cross-country open-air event. And one of the participants collapsed and was due to the mask depriving him of oxygen.
Well, it's I think that participants in that particular event probably should have petitioned for there not to be a mask.
Correct.
In order to be, you know, to have the event to start with. That's nuts.
Yeah, absolutely. Outdoors, running, participating, breathing heavy to begin with, and you're going to wear a mask? I don't think so.
No.
That's just me, but what do I know? All right, and then one last little tidbit here. How would you think of the NASA launch? Did you get a chance to see that outside yesterday morning?
I actually did see it. I stayed awake and walked out to my pool deck here, and it lit up the sky.
Yep, it was great, and it was just reminded you, made you feel proud to be an American. Watched it until the booster separated, which we could see from over here. So there you go. All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. That's FoundersCode.com. And Ron Edwards is going to take us to break.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.